Happy Friday, and here is your WSIU Almanac. On this day in 1954, IBM unveiled to the world the vacuum tube. They said it was an electronic brain that could crank out 10 million operations per hour. Locally, in Mount Vernon, the annual Strawberry Festival happens tomorrow at the Jefferson County Historical Village. In Carbondale, the annual Memorial Day service is set for this Monday, May 27th at 3 p.m. at historic Woodlawn Cemetery. And Marion Carnegie Library's summer reading program kicks off next week. See the link for all the details. And now, since today's Friday, here is Cheryl Ernst with our astronomy feature.
The evening skies of May find us facing out into the depths of intergalactic space. The Milky Way of winter lies low in the west, while the summer Milky Way is yet to rise in the east. The evening sky is filled with a proliferation of galaxies, island universes like the Milky Way itself, made invisible to the naked eye by their vast distances from our insignificant planetary home. The naked eye planets of our own sun all make appearances in our sky in May, although some are more difficult to see than others. In the evening, Mars is the most notable of planets, still hovering above the western horizon as evening twilight falls. Mars spends the first part of the month among the stars of Taurus the Bull, before crossing the border into the constellation Gemini around mid-month. Binoculars or a small telescope will show the red planet, accompanied by dozens of tiny faint stars. The stars of M35 are far younger than Mars or the Earth. They're less than 200 million years old and all formed from the same cloud of gas and dust nearly 4,000 light years away from Mars, despite their seeming closeness in our sky. Our other evening planet this May is Mercury, which only climbs out of the sunset's glare on the last few nights of the month. Look for the smallest planet very low in the west northwest at month's end. Giant Jupiter begins the month rising about 3.5 hours after sunset, or just before midnight. But by month's end, this king of planets rises by 9:30 p.m., about 40 minutes after sunset. The ringed planet Saturn follows behind Jupiter in our sky this month, rising 2 hours later than Jupiter throughout May. Saturn gets a little bit brighter throughout the month, but is still no match for Jupiter, despite being the brightest object in the teapot-shaped constellation Sagittarius this spring and summer. Brilliant Venus haunts the morning skies of May, staying very low in the morning twilight. The Eta Aquarids, named because the star Eta Aquarii is the closest to the radiant, can produce as many as 60 meteors per hour, although rates of 30 meteors per hour are far more common. There is no public observations in the month of May and June, but you are welcome to join the WSIC Department of Physics and the Astronomical Association of Southern Illinois on Friday, July 12th at the SIU Farms Dark Site for observing the planets and other celestial wonders, weather permitting, of course. The Astronomical Association of Southern Illinois hosts its monthly meeting on the second Monday of the month in the back room of Pilei's Pizza in Carbondale. Meetings begin at 6 p.m., and newcomers are always welcome.
And that's your May 24th WSIU Almanac. Enjoy the weekend.